Next, we have a story about two brothers, Edmi and Eddie. Their names sound pretty similar, and for a while, their lives were, too. They came of age in Odessa, a blue-collar oil town in West Texas, and in Odessa, street racing is a way of life. Here's reporter Asa Merritt.
We're lining up with the Ford F-250. I'm guessing his stuff is stock. Hey, bro, is your stuff stock? All right, he's got to tune into diesel. He has the turbo on. So we'll see how it goes. I'm pretty sure I can beat him, though.
I'm in a car with 23-year-old Edmi Sotelo. Right, he's about to gun his Dodge Charger down a quarter-mile racetrack that's surrounded by oil rigs.
What do you think Eddie would think to see you? What would he say?
Oh, man, he'd be happy. Eddie would want to drive my car more than me. I'd probably let him, too, if he was here. I'd let him race it instead of me. You smell that fuel?
Edmi started racing when he was 15 or 16. He says for him, it all started with watching action movies with his brother, Eddie.
You know, we grew up with those movies, man. Do it fast, do it furious. When those movies came out, kind of like, wow, people are doing it, you know? It's like it can happen, you can race, you know? So that kind of opened the door.
It don't matter if you win by an inch or a mile.
Here, especially in Odessa and the West Texas area, everybody knows about cars. Girls, guys, you know, just to distract yourself, and that's what everybody does over here.
There's not a lot of entertainment in this dusty one-industry town, so Odessans make their own. They cruise on long straight roads outside city limits that have code names, like 9 Mile, County Line, and Mexico. They cruise in old Chevilles, tricked-out Mustang 5s, non-stock GMC pickups loaded with nitrous. They cruise from red lights, from rolling starts. Some cruise to nothing but the panther purr of their car's engines. Some cruise to hip-hop.
The first time I raced, I kind of was dragged into it. I was a really scaredy cat. So it was with my cousin, and he had a race truck. He liked racing. He would be like, look, dude, just put your seatbelt on or just hang on. Because we're doing this, and he put his foot down, and we hit like 120 on his truck, racing down a back road, in Odessa, and I was like, wow, it's like it's scary, but it feels good. And he's like, yeah, you want to try it? And then he's like, I'll let you borrow my truck. He showed me how to do it. He showed me what to do, and that's the start. And man, it just consumes you, you know. It's just like it's a lifestyle. You get drawn to it instead of doing other things.
A few years ago, Edmi got married and had a kid. He started racing less and less. But Edmi's brother, Eddie, he fell deeper into illegal racing. Right around the same time, the brother's parents got divorced, and there was no one keeping track of Eddie at night.
My dad gave him an expedition. He locked up the engine on the transmission. We thought it was a normal thing, you know. We didn't think he was racing. So my dad bought him a little Ford Ranger. And he messed up the transmission on that. And that's when we're like, okay, Eddie, what's going on, dude? Like, come on. He's like, no, it's because he would always find an excuse.
For Eddie's 18th birthday, Edmi and their dad gave Eddie a souped-up Nissan 350ZX. Last December, less than a year after he got the car, Eddie pulled up to a white Dodge Charger at a red light on University Boulevard. It was 2 in the morning. When the light turned green, the two sports cars blasted down the city street at 120 miles per hour. Eddie hit a dip in the road.
And my uncle calls me. I'm like, what's up, Theo? I'm like, your brother, he's been in an accident. And I was like, okay, well, hospital's he at? I'm on my way. He's like, no, amigo, he didn't make it. And I was like, what do you mean he didn't make it? I was like, yeah, look, just calm down. Take your time. Get your stuff, get just slowly. Don't speed or anything. Come over here, your mom and your grandma are waiting for you at your grandma's house. I get to the kitchen, I walk up to my mom, I get to the kitchen, I'm like, Mom, what's going on? She's crying, like crying. And she shows me a picture on her phone of the news of Eddie's car. That's when I get on my knees and I just I lose it. I just cry, like I can't. I cry and I'm like, I was just with them. Like 5 hours ago.
If Edmi had any lingering need for speed, it died with his brother. Edmi says he'll never street race again.
Once again, if you don't know what happened on that deal, Eddie Sotelo lost his life in a street race about 6 months ago there in Odessa.
We're at Penwell Knights Raceway. Penwell is a legal racing track just outside Odessa. One of Eddie's cousins approached the track about doing a memorial event to raise awareness about the dangers of street racing. Edmi had some reservations.
And I came in tonight kind of like, kind of skeptical about everything. I'm being honest, like, we're going to come to the racetrack. You know, my brother's gone, and we're just here, you know.
More than 500 spectators and close to 100 racing cars showed up for the night's races. From 8 till past midnight, hot rods roared down the track.
But when I got here, I saw everybody smiling, all my family, and especially his friends, because they knew him. They knew that side of Eddie that I didn't know.
Racing is so rampant in Odessa, police haven't been able to keep up despite assigning entire units to deal with the problem. Last year, Odessa PD made 115 arrests for reckless driving and street racing. In the first 6 months of 2016, they were already up to 71. For a city of only 100,000, that's a dramatic figure. Because cops have such a hard time policing street racing, tracks like Penwell are increasingly seen as a way to prevent accidents and save lives. That's why the track dedicated a night's racing to Eddie. Drivers have to wear seatbelts and a helmet. Staffers make sure nobody's been drinking. Paramedics and a fire crew are on site if a wreck does happen. One more safety rule is no passengers. The manager of the track made an exception for me that night. That's how I found myself lined up against an F-250 with Edmi at the wheel. Edmi and the family hope to make the memorial race an annual event.
I want to come down at least, you know, on the day of his birthday and get some runs in his name, you know.
A few months ago, after the memorial race, Ector County ruled on the racing resulting in death felony charges against Tyler Brooker. Tyler was the other driver in the accident. He faces no jail time, just 5 years probation.
Nice meeting you.
I'm Margie, by the way.
Margie, I'm Edna.
I heard you were meeting.
Yes.
After the ruling, Edmi met in a courtroom with Tyler. Tyler's mom, Margie, and Edmi's own mother, Myrna. This was the first time the families had gotten together in person. Edmi recorded the meeting for himself, but everyone who was in the room agreed to let some of the recording be aired here to help spread the word about the toll of illegal street racing. Edmi stayed mostly quiet as Tyler told him how it all unfolded. It started when Eddie hit a dip in the road.
And when he hit, he caught air. As soon as it happened, I ran and I checked him in the alley, and I checked and I tried shaking him to wake him up, but he wasn't waking up. And so, I ran back to my vehicle and I was telling people to call the cops.
After Tyler called the cops, he had another call to make. To his mom. Eddie's death hit her hard, too.
I went on Facebook. We were told not to go on Facebook and don't read anything, but, I mean, how can you not when you don't know anything about him? And that's the only way I got to know Eddie was through all Facebook postings, and I read everything that his friend said about him. And him and Tyler are so similar, and that's what I told Tyler. It's like everything that we're describing about Eddie is everything that Tyler basically is.
Like I said, I've always wanted to reach out to y'all. Just to kind of give y'all a sign, like I said, I pray to Eddie every day.
Thank you.
I pray to him every day.
Edmi knows it easily could have gone the other way, and he has his own regrets.
Yeah, if I would have known he went so much into racing, I would have done something.
Edmi Sotelo is doing something now. He and Tyler Brooker are getting the word out together about what happened, telling their friends, offering forgiveness. They both know street racing is a way of life in Odessa, and they both want that to change. For Only a Game, I'm Asa Merritt.